This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right, welcome everybody. The Thursday edition, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We have Dr. Kelly Victory with us, which we do typically at this time every week. And those of you that have questions, please text those in, 307-200-8222. Dr. Kelly, how are you today?
I'm great, John. Thanks for having me as always. These weeks just fly by.
Oh, man.
Feels like I blink and it's Thursday again.
You and I both. It's like Charlie and I even talk about how this hour goes by so fast, and it seems like I go through another week and you're just right back here again. So I know the exact same feeling, believe me. It's just, and with all of what's going on, and I know I say this a lot, I sound like a broken record. I really thought by now we'd be in a different place with all of this, but we're not.
I agree. I think in many ways, certainly the people who gained a lot of control and power during the pandemic are reticent to give it up. They've got a vested interest in keeping that. On the flip side is that the general public, people who are starting to understand just how much fraud, how much corruption, how much lying went on during the pandemic, they are equally not just willing to give it up. They're saying, wait a minute, not so fast. We're not so ready just to say, hey, glad it's over, let's move on, let bygones be bygones. And so I really think that it's coming now almost, John, from both sides, that both sides have a reason to sort of keep this going. And I will tell you, despite what the folks who really led this debacle would like to see, they'd like to see everybody just sort of forgive and forget, as it were, I'm not sure that the public in general is going to be quite so ready to do that.
It's interesting that we are not seeing, I mean, there's been a few people that have come out and had some apologies. In fact, I was going to play sort of a long clip along those lines of all of the things that we've been through the past 3 years. Unfortunately, there was a few parts of the clip that I just didn't have time today to take some of the choice words out of Dr. Kelly. And by the way, the words were inappropriate, but I can't play them, you know, because of FCC and so on. I mean, they're very appropriate given what we went through. So bottom line, I was going to play some of that, and I just didn't have time to make those edits. But point being, lots of things were done and said, and, you know, I mean, everything from this vaccine will stop the virus dead in its tracks. Nobody's going to have a chance of catching COVID from this point on. All of you that are unvaccinated, you're the problem. You're the reason why COVID still exists. I mean, we heard it all, Dr. Kelly. We were the villains.
There's no question. It wasn't just that people had an opinion and that their opinion, their position on it, their understanding of the science turned out to be wrong. It's that so many became absolutely hateful.
Yep.
They vilified people who made other decisions. The amount of vitriol that was lobbed, there were many people calling, you'll recall, John, for people who were unvaccinated to be arrested, to be incarcerated, not to be able to work, to travel, to go to school. We were somehow the pariah, the lepers of common times. And it really is despicable, because those people who copped those opinions, whether they were people on the mainstream media, if it was employers or your own family members, really do owe those of us who made different decisions an apology, not necessarily an apology because their decision to get vaccinated or to wear a mask was wrong, but because of the way they treated
yep.
those people who, it turns out, were right.
That's right. No, I mean, I was watching that video last night. My son had sent it to me, and I'm watching. It's about 3 minutes long or so, Dr. Kelly, and I'm watching it and just... Not that I forgot all of those things, but it was a nice little friendly reminder of all of the things we've been through. You know, you, I, and a lot of others because of, you know, you and I, you know, honestly, teaching our listeners what to do, what not to do, and so on. The reality is we turned out to be 1,000% right, while there were a lot of other people that were wrong. And yet we, to this day, if you were to talk to them, we're still the villains.
Exactly. If you remember, you know, I got kicked off of social media for any number of statements that I made, 100% of which have now been proven irrefutably to be correct. I was kicked off social media, for example, for saying that the vaccines will not prevent you from contracting COVID. That was heresy at the time. I got kicked off. I had complaints against my medical license for making such an outrageous statement. Well, it turns out not only was I right, but the FDA, the CDC, and all of the vaccine manufacturers now admit that I was right. Yet no one is sending me an apology letter. No one is saying, wow, we're sorry you spent 60 hours of your life responding to these complaints against your record, that you had to spend all of this time and effort and energy and emotion responding to these hateful things that were said about you. Instead, and it's not just me, it's many, many others. The number of people, for example, John, who lost their job
because they didn't take
a vaccine that they knew wasn't the right thing for them. And now, fast forward, it turns out that the vaccines didn't work. They didn't stop you from contracting COVID. They didn't stop you from spreading it to others. And those people, where is their accounting? Where is the payback for them for everything they went through?
That's exactly right. I mean, between that, you know, again, the vilification of individuals like us. I mean, I had everything from not necessarily, you know, death threats, Dr. Kelly, but I basically had people on social media saying, you know, if you died, it wouldn't make a hill of beans bit of difference one way or the other. And that was all the way back at the beginning of COVID when we were starting to talk about the real data, the real risk, what was going on, you know, the real facts of the situation. And I just can't believe these same individuals, of course, it's crickets. You're not hearing a single word out of them. There's no apologies. And not that I'm expecting any, Dr. Kelly. I never really expected any of those folks to admit the error of their ways, nor will they today. Even individuals like Bill Gates, who was huge on all of this, including, you know, the push of the vaccine. His answer now is, well, yeah, maybe we're a little bit wrong, but what we gained in learning about the mRNA technology and blah, 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 it's still a good thing for mankind. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what he's saying.
No, exactly right. And, you know, I suppose we should be grateful in some way, John, that we've gotten our vindication as quickly as we have. You know, back in Galileo's time, you know, there are people who were absolutely decimated in the court of public opinion, were hung up as heretics and, you know, sort of marginalized in their entire societies for, you know, till well beyond their death. For saying things that were at the time not deemed to be, you know, sort of following the narrative, saying that the Earth was round, not flat, you know, talking about things like gravity. Those are things that, but I really wish that the people who found themselves, and you know who you are, you know if you were one of those people who was posting hateful things on social media about people who ended up being right. You know if you were one of those people who disinvited family members from Thanksgiving dinner or who tried to marginalize friends and coworkers or family members who made a different choice from you. You know who you are.
Yep.
And perhaps you ought to have a little bit of self-reflection and insight and say, wow, I bought into fear. I was overwhelmed with fear. I drank the Kool-Aid. I believed what turns out to be absolute propaganda. I should be embarrassed, and at a minimum, I should go and apologize to those people whose lives I made miserable.
Well, and you and I both know not going to happen. It should be. There should be even some, there should be commercials, in my opinion, out talking about the individuals like us that ended up being 1,000% correct. We didn't do what they all told us we needed to do. We weren't the problem. They were. You're not going to, in fact, as you know, Dr. Kelly, news media, we're not going to hear anything out of those individuals at all.
No, and unfortunately, again, I'm not talking about spending the next, year of my life doing an I told you so victory lap.
No.
I simply am saying what is the reality, which is that there is no forgiveness.
That's right.
Without contrition.
That's right.
I am all about moving forward, but in order to move forward and to heal, we need people who were out there, as I said, making the lives miserable for others to be contrite.
Yep.
We need Rachel Maddow to
yep.
come out and say, wow, what a boob I was. I came out and
yep.
Told everybody who wasn't vaccinated that they were the problem, and it turns out that I was wrong, and I'm sorry.
Yep.
I'm sorry that I said those things. It would go a long ways, I think, to really bringing the country back together again. Then on the other side, you'll hear them say, hey, okay, it's time to move on. Now it's behind us. Thank goodness. Let's forgive and forget. And this is, by the way, from the same people who would have you paying reparations
yep.
for
that's
slavery
right.
that happened however many
that's right.
generations ago. So the forgive and forget crowd is sort of selective in when they think you should forgive and forget.
Okay. Along those lines, this isn't necessarily a topic that we cover a lot, but I read something today because I have a special guest that would like to come on air, and I doubt seriously if I'm going to have this particular individual on because their take on trauma, Dr. Kelly, since we're kind of talking about traumatic things, their take on trauma is that it is passed down from generation to generation. It's in the DNA. It's genetic. So if you have been traumatized in your life, the chances of you passing that down to future generations is pretty high. And I just read that and just, I'm sorry, I laughed. I couldn't think of anything more hilarious.
Well, it's a really sort of sophomoric way of looking at trauma. What I will tell you, and perhaps what this person really has misinterpreted, is it is not a genetic thing you pass on. If you have been traumatized, your behaviors,
there
your
you
way
go.
Of looking at the world,
yep.
your way of understanding yourself as a victim or as a champion, whatever it is, if you see yourself
yep.
as someone who is successful at overcoming adversity versus someone who has not been able to get out of the gutter, the way you perceive the world, those around you, society, those things, clearly you pass down your attitude,
agree.
Your opinions.
Your victimhood you can pass on, of course.
Sure, but the way you pass it on is because of your attitude.
There you go.
Your approach to the world.
It is not genetic.
I was fortunate. Yeah, no, it's not genetic in that way. I was fortunate. I had parents who overcame, my father in particular, great adversity because of when he was born and having been a first-generation American, he overcame great adversity. But what he passed down to me was, you can be anything you want if you put
mm-hmm.
your mind and soul and heart and sweat into it.
Mm-hmm.
So did he pass down his response to adversity? Absolutely.
There you go.
But that's not genetic.
All right. Thank you, by the way. And you just reminded me of reading that this morning. And I might even just send you the press release so you can actually see what I saw, because I look at it as they are claiming that this is a genetic thing that will be passed down for years and generations, in the future. And I just look at that and think, yes, you can have either a negative or a positive response to things that come along in your life and pass that down to your kids and those that are around you. But that's it. I don't see anything in your DNA that's going to make it so.
No, hardly. And in fact, that's one of the great disservices I think we are doing to kids right now, is leading everybody to believe that they're a victim.
Yes.
A victim of oppression, a victim of discrimination, a victim of their race, a victim of their gender, a victim of their social status, whatever it is, rather than saying, look, you're in America, you were fortunate to be here, make your own way in the world and get off the victim train, because
yep.
that concept of victimhood is yep. so debilitating to your ability to be ultimately successful.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about China and pharmaceuticals and some other medical products as well. That was one of your topics, Dr. Kelly, you wanted to cover, so we will not miss that. We'll come back and do that in a moment. If you have questions for Dr. Kelly, please text me, 307-200-8222. Again, 307-200-8222. Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air. They're next. Don't forget about their Quiet Cool special right now. Call and find out how that works for you and your home. 303-529-0720.
Your Quiet Cool whole house fan uses 90% less energy than running an air conditioner and saves you money on your energy bill, making it a win for your wallet and for the environment. Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air is your source for quiet cool technology. During the summer, an air conditioner costs you a fortune. You can pull heat out of your home and enjoy a summer breeze indoors with a quiet cool whole house fan and let your AC run far less. The U.S. Department of Energy calls the technology the most cost-efficient way to cool your home. So don't sweat your way through this summer or pay a fortune to run your AC. Get your whole house fan installed with Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air. When you mention that you heard this ad on KLZ, you save $300 on a quiet, cool, whole house fan installation. Go to klzradio.com/absolute or call 720-526-0231 to schedule your installation today.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical, Heating, and Air.
All right, for all of you that have mortgages and you'd like to maybe do something a little bit different, or you're a first-time buyer and you're interested in doing something along those lines, we have the answer. Give Kurt Rogers, my mortgage broker, a call, and he'd love to help you out. 720-895-0500.
With everyone wanting more of your money, from eggs to gas to taxes, how do you keep more of what you've earned? Call 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we can show you how to pay less interest on your home, have access to your equity for 30 years, and be prepared for unexpected expenses or emergencies. The market has changed. You now have more buying authority, whether you want to purchase with a rate in the threes on a 3-2-1 buy-down, or refinance and pay less interest on your home faster with the Asset Manager Mortgage. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, where we've been serving Coloradans for over 20 years. Government agencies continue to raise the cost of financing, whether to purchase or refinance. Let us show you how not to pay these increased fees with loan programs designed to pay less interest and put you in control of your equity. If you want to purchase a home with the rates in the threes, or you want to have access to your equity, call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. In these difficult times, you can still save. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. And MLS 298-191, regulated by DOR.
All right, skincare is a big deal, and we've got the answer for you, Botanical Rush. It's botanicalrush.com. Just go there, check out all their great products, and they are all locally made, by the way. Botanicalrush.com.
We know you are tired of spending hundreds of dollars on skincare products with empty promises. Myra Mesko is the founder of Botanical Rush, a Colorado skincare company committed to providing clean, powerful, bioactive ingredients to restore and rejuvenate your skin to a radiant, healthy glow again. Guaranteed. Myra has 20-plus years' experience as a consumer advocate, and her products offer powerful formulas infused with clinically established ingredients that will produce results for you, just as they have for thousands of her customers. Botanical Rush formulas are pure, potent, and affordable. With regular use, these natural and chemical-free botanical formulas support collagen production, protect the skin's precious moisture barrier, and they will transform your skin from dull and lifeless to radiant and healthy. Call today and save 25% with the John Rush discount code JOHN25 at checkout on first-time orders. That's botanicalrush.com, code JOHN25.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. Dr. Kelly Victory, questions for her, text me 307-200-8222. We're going to talk about China here in just 1 second. Before that, though, a text message came in, Dr. Kelly. Are drugs from Mexico okay? For example, antibiotics, inhalers, things like that.
Boy, that's a really broad question. There's no question John, that many of the drugs that come from Mexico are absolutely identical to what we are getting here in the United States,
okay.
made by the same pharmaceutical manufacturer and everything. It's simply that they are infinitely cheaper there in Mexico and
okay.
elsewhere.
Stop. Why? Why is that?
Because in the United States, a couple things. Number one, the regulatory requirements, the hoops they have to jump through, add layers and layers of money. And because there are multiple middlemen in the United States, pharmacy benefit managers for one, insurance companies for another, group purchasing organizations that act as middlemen. So, for example, at the hospital, for a drug or an antibiotic to get on the formulary for your hospital, they essentially have to pay they pay to get on the formulary, to get the contract with the military. The pharmaceutical companies
Jeez.
Pay. So it's insane.
It just jacks the prices up.
In any other industry, this is known as racketeering.
Yeah.
It absolutely would be illegal in
wow.
any other industry. I spent much of my career fighting this. Before COVID, it was the mainstay of my focus with regard to issues in healthcare. So back to the question. So that's really a topic for an entire show by itself. It is perverse, and it's largely why healthcare and certainly drugs are so expensive in this country. Other thing, the problem with getting stuff from Mexico is you need to make sure that it's coming in the original packaging
okay.
and that it is, in fact, coming from the pharmaceutical company that actually made it rather than being, you know, repackaged
right.
or
which,
resold
which, you know,
by
and
company.
I've got a little bit of experience with that because, you know, I go there periodically and you know, there's no secrets there. You can buy antibiotics, for example, there. And to your point, it's pretty easy when you're there to look at the bottle and tell, is this something that is completely sealed? Has it been manufactured properly? What labels on it? In some cases, it's very similar to what we actually have here. I mean, in a lot of cases, Dr. Kelly, it's not that hard to determine where it came from. There are other situations, though, where it's like, yeah, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm not talking about buying something from some guy on the street.
Oh, no, no. You go right to the pharmacies there. Yeah.
But if you're at the pharmacy, and in many, many drugs that require a prescription here in the United States, including antibiotics, but also things like hydroxychloroquine and
yep.
ivermectin and drugs of those
right.
sorts are over the counter.
Oh, they're
not
there for a
Mexico,
while in Mexico, Dr. Kelly. They had like they had your cocktail of what to do if you had COVID already pre-packed, ready to go. You could buy
right.
even at the
right.
airport and take it home.
Right. Exactly. So I can't give an absolute answer, and I do think
okay.
you need to have some element of caution. But I'll be very honest. Many, many of the drugs that are available readily. At far lower cost in Mexico are going to end up being the same thing as you would get here
okay.
in the United States.
All right. Good to know. All right. Moving on. Let's talk about China, the relationship that they've got to all the pharmaceuticals, our supply chain, all those different things.
Well, this is a huge issue. And again, something I had been reporting on very, very heavily prior to the pandemic. Our over-reliance in the United States on China for pharmaceuticals represents, in my mind, our greatest national security threat. We get somewhere in the range of 80% of all medications or their active ingredients from China.
Wow.
To a lesser extent, India, about 10% comes from India. But this is really, really a problem because
yeah.
We are not able to manufacture in this country the most rudimentary things. The last manufacturing facility in the United States capable of making something as simple as penicillin closed in 2004. We have outsourced this. The Americans have become addicted to inexpensive products from China. The military began outsourcing contracts for everything from, you know, pain medications to antibiotics to blood pressure medications to China because they were able to fulfill them more cheaply. The problem is if you start outsourcing everything to China, what do you think happens to the manufacturing facilities here in the United States?
They go bye-bye.
They go bankrupt.
Yep.
Okay. So now we've lost the ability to do it. The last U.S. based manufacturing facility that made IV fluids, sterile fluids, the bags of
mm-hmm.
fluid that you get, for example,
right.
in the operating room, was in Puerto Rico. That plant was wiped out by back-to-back hurricanes, which is why, rather than paying what we used to pay, around $3 a bag for sterile saline, we're now paying in excess of $60 a bag because we're buying it from places like China or Sweden or elsewhere. It is absolutely insane that we would allow ourselves to be over a barrel by our greatest geopolitical foe. All China has to do to really bring us to our knees is cut off.
Yes, cut that off.
Right. Either we're not sending you any antibiotics, we're cutting you off, or they have the ability to purposefully taint those medications. The Chinese are not exactly known for their fastidious manufacturing standards.
True.
Okay, so
true.
There's always the risk of things being contaminated. Almost every year you hear some horror story of a dog or an animal being poisoned by rawhide or treats or some kind
That's
of
right. Good
substance
point.
That is
yes.
bought from China. There's a reason why I tell people if you go to the dollar store, feel free to buy, whatever it is, Tupperware, off-brand Tupperwares or off-brand whatever it is, but don't buy things that you are going to ingest, including stuff like toothpaste that is made out of this country, specifically in China, because you don't know what's in it.
Great advice.
And many people get sick from that. So we have become, as I said, addicted to inexpensive product, but you need to differentiate. It's one thing to buy, a tchotchke for your garden that's made in China or a cheap, undershirt. Very different from saying you're willing to buy your blood pressure medications from there.
Yeah. That is absolutely fabulous advice. Most people don't think about that, even including the dog treats you might find at the dollar store.
Right.
Those are things that, we're not ingesting it, but honestly, our best friend is.
Right. And I will not, I'm a huge animal lover. I have all kinds of four-leggers in my life, and I will not buy anything from the dollar store or elsewhere, from the local grocery store, if I cannot verify if it's an ingestible item, something wow. you or one of your pets is going to eat. You need to make darn sure that it is sourced all from the United States. Particularly items that might come from China. I have certainly bought stuff that might come from Brazil or South America, but I really try to make it from the United States, not just because I want the business to be here, but because you cannot verify the
Can't
quality
trust it.
Of what's actually in it.
Yep.
And when it comes to pharmaceuticals, we are in a bind. You take something that wouldn't otherwise be potentially something that could be used as a biological weapon, anthrax, for example. Anthrax is very easy to treat with antibiotics, ciprofloxacin,
right.
for example. It's very easy, unless you can't get any ciprofloxacin, and you can't get any of this. You can't get any of the antibiotics because the people who just poisoned you control all the antibiotics. You can see where this could go.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think these are issues of huge national security concern. I and others, certainly Senator Ron Johnson, was bringing this to the attention of the Department of Defense a decade ago, saying, what are you going to do about this? We have got to rehabilitate our moribund manufacturing capabilities for pharmaceuticals in this country,
mm-hmm.
or we are really, really at risk of a disaster.
Okay, so along those lines, if people have, we asked the question a moment ago about Mexico, and some people listening to us, by the way, can be all over the country. Some folks will travel there. Some folks live near the border. Some folks have family near the border. Would you advise folks to have some stock of some of these types of, antibiotics and things that, down there or over the counter here that would have to be prescribed? But in case we got into a situation where China all of a sudden just decides to cut us off or even just give us a short supply of, is it advisable to have some of that on your shelf?
Well, the problem is that you just don't know which things to get and where to stop. And unfortunately,
basic penicillin. Would it be advisable in your go bag, for example? My prepper show on Fridays that I'll do tomorrow at 2. Is it advisable to have some penicillin along those lines in your go bag?
Well, I would probably say look at the things that you need. My biggest concern is drugs that you use routinely,
okay.
blood pressure medication,
okay.
those sorts of things. You need to make sure that you don't run low. The time to be looking for that stuff is not when you need it.
True.
Same thing with children's Tylenol,
true,
children's ibuprofen, baby formula. The time to go buy that stuff isn't when you're at your last can on the shelf.
Great point.
Because supply, these issues can be a huge problem, and it goes from being a, you know, so I tell people, have a, you know, a month's supply. Generally what happens with people who are on prescription medications is they don't refill it until they're almost out.
That's right.
That's when their insurance company
will
pay for it. So what I tell people to do is I say, bite the bullet on your stuff 1 month, buy 1 month in advance with cash.
Okay.
So yes,
good
it
advice.
Won't go through on your insurance. It won't go
so
through
you've,
on
so
your
you've always
insurance.
Got
you're
that
right.
extra month on hand is what you're saying.
Correct.
Okay.
So that you always have a month on hand.
I get, and you
so
could that, do that, I guess, you know, for Dr. Kelly, if you were a diabetic, you have insulin, anything along those lines. Go ahead and bite the bullet and buy that other in advance so that you know you've always got it.
Right. Buy one, you know, buy at least a month ahead of time.
Okay.
And when the pharmacist says, well, it's not time to refill this, it won't go through on your insurance, you say, I understand, I'm going to be traveling, and I want to make sure that I don't run out. So you buy a month's worth of it and pay whatever it is.
Makes sense.
It's just rather than, you know, stockpiling a bunch of stuff.
True.
But at least give yourself a 30-day buffer on the things that you need that are critical to you sort of staying healthy.
Well, yeah, and thank you for saying that, because most of us know, you know, for example, I mean, I've used myself as an example before. If I get any kind of a cold, I can almost tell you it's going to turn into a sinus infection. I'm going to need some sort of antibiotic for that sinus infection. I know my body. I know what I need. I've been doing this since I was in my teens. I don't even need a doctor to tell me because I've done it a gazillion times. So
in
my case, I know exactly what I need to have on the shelf so that if I found myself in a situation where you couldn't even get it, I know what I need.
Exactly. So it's the same thing. You should really have on hand those things that if you were to get sick, you would have, you know, that stuff already,
okay,
you know, there.
Okay.
I am hopeful that once, you know, now that this pandemic is truly behind us and we're able now to concentrate on some other things, we have got to bring this back to the forefront, this issue of over-reliance on China.
Yeah.
Again,
great point.
It is one thing to say that you're buying, you know, inexpensive, you know, garden art or whatever it is that you like to get from Amazon. One of the things I've said also is with Amazon, you are able to sort things based on if they are delivered by Amazon Prime. You know, it's one of the ways that you can sort products that come up.
Yes.
Why in the world can't you sort whether they're made in the United States? I think there should be a button that allows you
to sort. You can always look and it will tell you, but I wish you could sort that way. I agree with you on that.
I wish you could sort them because you when all the items pop up, we get sucked automatically to the one that is the least expensive, looks like the great deal. And in doing it, and everybody, you know, we all fall prey to it unless you are absolutely committed to buying stuff that's made in the United States. It's just so easy. And so I wish there was a way to more easily sort them and say, I'm only going to look at the things that came from the United States in the first place.
All right. When you talk about other medical products, because that's in my notes as well, it's not just drugs.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
other things we get from China as well, right?
You better believe it. And it's really hard sometimes to sort it out. One of the things, for example, is suture material. The packages of suture that we use in the operating room, even if they say that they come from, you know, Ethicon or a company that's based in Texas or New Jersey or whatever else, again, the ingredients, the materials that they use to make them at that factory in New Jersey or Texas or wherever, frequently come from China.
Hmm.
And one of the problems, surgeons are having a lot of issues now with wound infections following surgeries or where people appear to be having what's known as a suture reaction. And I can guarantee you it is because of the material that is going into that suturing, and specifically polyethylene glycol, for example, PEG, to which I am terribly allergic. It's one of the ingredients in the vaccines, the COVID vaccines, that was predicted to be problematic and sure enough is. But that material is also being found in sutures that are coming when these different manufacturers are buying their materials from China. And that's just one example. You know, gloves, rubber gloves, bandage materials, lots and lots of things that are used in the medical industry have components that are being sourced from China, again, because U.S. manufacturers can get that stuff cheaply through a Chinese producer. And I think it's very dangerous, again, not because I think that the Chinese are purposefully necessarily trying to cause a problem. But as I said, the issues regarding manufacturing procedures, processes, standards, protocols, quality assurance, those sorts of things are very, very different in China. And there's a reason as much regulatory, you know, stuff that we have to jump through here in the United States. At least there's some element of comfort, of confidence. Mm-hmm. That what's made here isn't contaminated and is more likely to be, to be trusted.
Well, and everything you just said, we saw that firsthand during the pandemic. I mean, the reality is when they started making everybody wear masks and more PPE and so on, I mean, hospitals were running short. People couldn't get masks in general. You know, all of that supply came from China for the most part, and there just simply wasn't enough to go around, Dr. Kelly. You know, case in point.
Absolutely. And by the way, we made, you know, the Chinese billionaires on this. Not only were we buying gloves and masks and syringes and the vials and the alcohol. Where do you think that, you know, the alcohol swabs that they hand you every 15 seconds on the airplane? All this stuff is coming from Chinese manufacturing. And at the same time, by the way, every mom and pop store was shut down while the big box stores, Walmart and, you know, Amazon, were able to stay open. And those stores all, you know, definitely get the vast majority of their products from China. So, you know, we ended up not only suffering a scourge that was brought to us by the Chinese Communist Party, but we ended up making them wildly wealthier than they already are because of our, you know, buying all of this product from them. So I think it's time, if we've learned nothing else by the disaster of the past 3.5 years, it's let's stop talking about it and do something about it.
I agree.
This is going to require Congress to get involved and whoever is president to say we are going to address this devastating over-reliance on China, particularly for products that Americans are ingesting or things that are being used in our medical industry.
All right, great stopping point. Text message us. Any questions you've got, 307-200-8222. Hi-Fi Plumbing is next, folks. Have this number written down and have it handy. Anything you need when it comes to plumbing, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
Hi-Fi Plumbing will help you keep your basement flood-free with the right sump pump solutions. Hi-Fi can save you from water damage and costly foundation repairs. A sump pump replacement isn't an expensive fix, but putting it off can lead to more expensive repairs like flooring, walls, and mold damage. Basement flooding can also lead to eroded foundations or even cause your house to shift. With increased rainfall, sometimes it's necessary to install a second pump to handle the extra water volume. It's hard to tell if the pump is working on your own, so have Hi-Five come out and take a look for you. As a valued KLZ listener, you'll enjoy a wage service call fee and $50 off the repair for a $100 total discount. So call Hi-Five today at 1-877-WE-HIGH-FIVE or go to klzradio.com/plumbing to schedule your visit.
I clog my toilet one too many times. I call Hi-Five for this. Call Hi-Five for this.
Golden Eagle Financial. Al Smith wants to help you with your future financial, you know, well-being. Let's just put it that way. He wants to make sure that you can get to retirement and stay there. 303-744-1128.
You're tired of being rushed into everything these days, especially financial decisions. Retirement shouldn't be something you plan while you're in line for coffee. It takes careful consideration. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial takes time with you. He gets to know you and walks in your shoes to ensure you have the most comprehensive personal plan possible. Al will learn everything he can about you, your goals, and where you've been. He will also print all of your policy and account paperwork on actual paper. Al believes that retirement planning and life insurance are things that should be taken seriously, not scanned quickly and signed. and he knows the process, so he'll be able to keep you on track and away from pitfalls and bad ideas. No matter what your retirement situation is, you deserve to see the whole picture. So contact Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money.
All right, Chess, Colorado Heritage Education School System. Anything you need when it comes to the alternative to the public school system, you can find right on their website, coloradoheritage.org.
With the school year coming to a close, you are concerned your student did not receive the education they needed or what you expected. Colorado Heritage Education School System, or CHESS, passionately cares about your child's education and progress, ensuring your son or daughter learns in a positive environment. CHESS offers over 20 high school classes to homeschooling families so you can customize your student's education to their unique goals. Don't let the woke public schools take away from the experience of going to school as a kid. CHESS offers a Christian, conservative K-12 brick-and-mortar environment for learning the essentials and more. Their high school diploma program gives your student a homeschooling education with a private school degree. The dedicated staff will guide you in establishing a solid plan for graduation with their high school diploma program. Give your children the right education by going to coloradoheritage.org to schedule an interview with the principal. That's coloradoheritage.org.
This is Rush to Reason, powered by Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Dr. Kelly Victory joining us as she does on Thursdays. I appreciate it very much. Okay, there's a lot of talk, Dr. Kelly. We hadn't talked about this prior, so I'm going to spring this on you. A lot of talk right now, and there's a lot of folks out there that are using, you know, semaglutide or the Zempic and all of the other, I think there's three different brands of drugs on the market. They're using it for weight loss, not for type 2 diabetes, even though it was designed for type 2. They're using it more for weight loss. Couple of questions. Is it making it harder for the actual diabetic to get the drugs they need, given there's so many people now using this for weight loss? And then the other question is, when people go off of this, you know, do they have to keep maintaining it to keep their weight off, or will the weight come right back, or? I mean, what do you know about it?
Well, first of all, yes, I know that a lot of people are using those drugs, those class of drugs, for weight loss rather than what it was originally intended for, which is for type 2 diabetes. I have heard stories of, although I haven't, you know, read actual reports, I've heard anecdotally that there's been some issue with diabetics getting access to the medication because it's being so wildly used. Particularly, I'm in California right now, and certainly seems like everyone in Hollywood is taking it for help with weight loss rather than for diabetes. So I do think that there's probably some legitimate concern about supplies being adequate, but again, I haven't read a report on it.
Okay.
I think the answer to the question with regard to do people need to continue to use it for weight loss is no. If you're able to get the weight off and then you change your habits.
Change your habits, yeah.
Like any other weight loss. The problem is that most people who end up using a diet aid to lose weight, whatever the medication is, unless you change your approach, your relationship with food and your relationship with exercise and change, you will gain it back.
Right.
That's why so many Americans are on this yo-yo dieting.
Right. That's right.
Is that you do something that's a quick fix with the help of a diet aid, whatever that is. But if you haven't fundamentally changed the way that you live, the foods that you eat, the way that you eat them and how much activity you get, it's not going to be a sustained weight loss, unfortunately.
All right. Question. This came in. I think we were talking yesterday. Somebody asked this, and I said, you know what? I'm just going to ask Dr. Kelly on Thursday. It'll be much easier. Can mRNA gene therapies change someone with an XY chromosome to be XX? In other words, we talk about all this transgenderism that's going on. Will mRNA at some point be used for that, or can it be?
No, you can't change that. You would not be able to change your genetic makeup in that way. No,
okay.
Your chromosomes and your sex would not be able to be changed. certainly a lot of other things that we worry about with mRNA, but that's not amongst them.
Okay, so let's talk about last question, which you had for me, was mRNA in our food sources. Talk about that. We've touched on that, probably month and a half, 2 months ago. Has anything come up new, or just give us a recap of that?
Well, I think the issue is this. We are just now finding out that they have been vaccinating animals that are intended to be, in the food source, whether it's, hogs or cattle or whatever, are being vaccinated with mRNA vaccines. And this predated, it turns out, the pandemic and the use of these mRNA vaccines for COVID. I think it's very, very concerning. Not because we don't have the answers, unfortunately, John, to the question, what could it do?
Mm-hmm.
When you think about the amount of labeling that you have on other foods, non-GMO, no gluten, no added preservatives, no hormones, no antibiotics, made in a facility that also uses nuts, made in a facility that, whatever, all of these things, yet we don't know when you go to eat something, when you buy a steak or hamburger or chicken, it's not on there that indicates whether or not those animals have been given mRNA vaccines. I think that's a big problem. You cannot make an informed decision unless you actually know what's in your food, and I don't see any rationale, any justification for not allowing people to know this ahead of time. We know that, for example, we had an issue with antibiotic resistance, and some of it was tied back to the idea that the amount of antibiotics they were giving chickens during the farming process, that every time you ate chicken, you were eating small amounts of antibiotic, particularly tetracycline.
Mm-hmm, right.
And since you're ingesting it in small amounts all the time, we were ending up with bacteria that was resistant to tetracycline. So people would then get a bacterial infection, take tetracycline, and it didn't work because the bacteria that they had were already resistant to tetracycline because they'd been exposed to tetracycline in low levels. I don't know the answer to the question, what happens if you eat a steak or eat hamburger or eat chicken from animals that have been treated repeatedly with mRNA, but that's something I sure as heck deserve to know.
Agree.
And somebody needs to be, that's what, we need the FDA and others whose jobs it is to, control the safety of the food source to get into this. And then, we don't know how they're genetically modifying any of the vegetables as well.
Well, this goes back to everything you've been talking about now for years now, talking about the testing that should be going into all of these things before it's just given out to the general public. That's the problem you and I have had all along when it comes to the jab. It wasn't tested. We don't know a lot of the answers to things that are out there because it never was found out.
Exactly. You first of all, you won't find what you don't look for.
Right.
And there's, again, I feel that there's some reason they are obfuscating. They are purposefully not telling us. Why didn't we know until the disaster of this COVID vaccine? Why are we just hearing about now that farmers have been ranchers have been inoculating cattle, for example, with mRNA vaccines? That's something that I certainly was not aware of.
Right.
And I like to think that I'm sort of,
right,
generally on top of those sorts of things, and I wasn't aware of it. I think it's, again, I can't tell you, if you eat a hamburger that has this, what's going to happen? But these are things that need to be studied. And again, given how much concern people have had about, not eating a genetically modified tomato, which, I have no concern about because they genetically modify most of these fruits and vegetables to make them more disease resistant, for example,
right,
to make them either produce more fruit, produce bigger fruit, to produce fruit that lasts longer, that doesn't rot as quickly, and to make them more disease resistant. I like the idea of eating genetically modified foods that are disease resistant, because if it's disease resistant, guess what? The farmer doesn't need to use a lot of pesticides,
right,
and spray a lot of chemicals on it.
Right.
I like that.
Yep.
In general, that's a good thing. But it's only after a lot of study that we know that something is safe. So again, I think, you know, people need to know what is in their foods in the same way they need to know what's in their vaccines.
Agree.
You should not be ingesting something. There's a reason why you have to have full disclosure in labeling. And when you look at the labels on foods, they're supposed to, you know, tell you what's in it. Yet somehow when it comes to livestock, they aren't telling us that, and that I find very, very problematic.
Last question. We got a couple of minutes left. There's a lot of push. I've even been getting folks that want to come on air and talk about the RSV vaccine. You know, for some odd reason, I guess people feel like that's a big deal, and I get PSA-type things on it on a routine basis. I've not done anything on those along those lines because, frankly, I won't unless you tell me at some point in time I should.
Again, respiratory syncytial virus is not, for most people, a significant risk. It's out there. Adults can get it. Children can get it. But for the vast, vast majority of people, it is not a big deal. So can you create a vaccine for every single infectious disease? No, because many of them, you know, mutate mm-hmm. too quickly. There's a reason
right.
we don't have a vaccine for the common cold.
Right.
And frankly, it's a reason we've never had a vaccine and still don't that's successful for a coronavirus. They mutate too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you could create one, do you need to create it? Do you need to modify or manipulate the human immune system for every single thing that comes along? I would say no, because part of what keeps our immune system functioning at tip-top shape is the fact that we do have to respond to. You have to mount an immune response.
Right.
We come into contact on a daily basis with a myriad number of mm-hmm. pathogens that you don't even know about because your immune system fights them off,
yep.
sees it as foreign, it mounts a response, and you don't even bat an eye at it. So I get concerned when we are creating talking about creating and giving a vaccine for every single, you know, infection that comes along.
Right.
Because if it doesn't cause really significant risk or it doesn't put the vast majority of people at risk, then I'm not sure that it really makes sense. And, you know, I've said from the very beginning, I'll say it again, the immune system is the last great frontier of medicine. It doesn't always respond the way you think it's going to. And vaccinating people over and over and over again for things, I'm all for vaccines for things that I think are really have serious, serious side effects. Take them in polio. You know, polio is a very, very serious virus for many people. You know, we had a sitting president who was in a wheelchair, as a result of polio. People today are, you know, younger people don't remember the scourge of polio. But when you're talking about other things like respiratory syncytial virus, that for most people isn't a problem.
Okay.
I just think we need to be a little more circumspect in how we're doing these vaccinations.
All right. I'll leave it at that. Dr. Kelly, as always, thank you. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. For all you listening, you can find an entire page dedicated to Dr. Kelly on our website at rushtoreason.com. Dr. Kelly, have a great evening. Thank you, as always.
Thanks. You as well.
You bet. Appreciate it very much. Veteran Windows and Doors is next. And folks, anything you need when it comes to windows and doors, Dave Bancroft would love to help you. And right now, there is a 35% off product, material, and labor discount. 303-529-0720.
Most window and door companies won't tell you about the codes and requirements necessary for the correct product in your home. Veteran Windows and Doors starts by educating you with the facts without lengthy sales gimmicks. They want you to be more knowledgeable than the next window salesman you meet. Veteran Windows and Doors will ensure your windows meet or exceed the code for your specific area of Colorado. They know the codes are in effect to protect you, the consumer, and they want to serve you the right way. Veteran Windows and Doors makes the entire process hassle-free, from meeting with the owner Dave Bancroft to the final cleanup of materials and supplies. Veteran goes above to ensure your windows will be energy efficient, saving you money on your air conditioning and heating bills year-round. Go to klzradio.com/window to get 35% off not only windows and doors, but on all materials and labor costs with Veteran Windows and Doors. That's klzradio.com/window.
Bruce Simmons, American Liberty Mortgage. Give him a call. Anything you need when it comes to reverse mortgage, he'll answer your specific question. 303-467-7821.
You don't need it now, but you will need it someday. You would like to have cash available for the future. A reverse mortgage line of credit allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into tax-free liquid money available to you at any time. And you don't need to use it right away. KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, has been hearing from homeowners 62 years and older who haven't retired yet, but who would like to get a reverse mortgage now. Bruce can help you maximize the amount of money available to you, setting up a line of credit that will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. Don't wait until you retire. Plan ahead now so you know you'll have the money when you need it. Set up a free consultation with Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
All right, K&R Home Transitions, don't forget to ask about the Re-Up program, which enables you to fix a house up, share in the profits once it's all done and you sell it, and it's easy because you don't have to put any money in on the front side. Ask them how that works for you. 720-437-8210.
You need to sell your home, but it needs some remodeling. That sounds simple. All you need to do is source contractors, research the market to find out what buyers are looking for, direct the work to be done, hire someone to clean up the mess, do the work, shoot photography and list the home, negotiate with buyers, make concessions, and redo some of the work you already did. Oh, okay. That doesn't sound very simple. But there is a better option. You can hire Kat and Robin of K&R Home Transitions and let them partner with Re-Up to handle the updates without paying a dime up front. Re-Up will remodel your home based on what will sell and increase value. They will do the work, clean the mess, and Kat and Robin will market and list the home to sell fast. K&R will help you navigate the process start to finish. You can let them do the work and enjoy the additional cash you make from selling a highly marketable home faster than you could have. Go to klzradio.com/home to learn more about K&R Home Transitions and Re-Up.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason. I had another question that came in that I will answer here when we come back in the next hour. This hour is over. If you missed any of it, you can always go back to the website, rushtoreason.com. Click on the show notes section, and you can find all of it there and even send this on to somebody else that may benefit from everything Dr. Kelly informs us of each and every week. We'll be back, though. Don't go anywhere. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.